The Holy Scriptures, American Standard Version, recorded for LibriVox.org by Robert Garrison. The Book of Job, Chapter 8. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite, and said, How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a mighty wind? Doth God pervert justice? Or doth the Almighty pervert righteousness? If thy children have sinned against him, and he hath delivered them into the hand of their transgression, if thou wouldest seek diligently unto God, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. And though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end would greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and apply thyself to that which their fathers have searched out. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee, and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in its greenness, and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God. And the hope of the godless man shall perish, whose confidence shall break in sunder, and whose trust is a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold fast thereby, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his shoots go forth over his garden. His roots are wrapped about the stone heap. He beholdeth the place of stones. If he be destroyed from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others spring. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill thy mouth with laughter, and thy lips with shouting. They that hate thee will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked shall be no more. Chapter 9. Then Job answered and said, Of a truth I know that it is so, but how can man be just with God? If he be pleased to contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart, and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him, and prospered? Him that removeth the mountains, and they know it not, when he overturneth them in his anger, that shaketh the earth out of its place, and the pillars thereof tremble, that commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, that alone stretcheth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, that maketh the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, that doeth great things past finding out, yea, marvelous things without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he seizeth the prey. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? God will not withdraw his anger. The helpers of Rahab do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer? I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he hearkened unto my voice. For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. If we speak of strength, lo, he is mighty. And if of justice, who, saith he, will summon me? Though I be righteous, mine own mouth shall condemn me. Though I be perfect, it shall prove me perverse. I am perfect. I regard not myself. I despise my life. It is all one. Therefore I say, he destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will mock at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If it be not he, who then is it? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that swoopeth on the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad countenance and be of good cheer. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. I shall be condemned. Why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow water, and make my hands never so clean, yet wilt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, that we should come together in judgment. There is no umpire betwixt us, that may lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his terror make me afraid. Then would I speak and not fear him, for I am not so in myself. Chapter 10. My soul is weary of my life. I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thy hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man, or thy years as man's days, that thou inquirest after mine iniquity, and searchest after my sin? Although thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thy hand? Thy hands have framed me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast fashioned me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and loving kindness, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Yet these things thou didst hide in thy heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head, being filled with ignominy, and looking upon mine affliction. And if my head exalt itself, thou huntest me as a lion. And again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and warfare are with me. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? I had given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little, before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death. The land dark as midnight, the land of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as midnight. Chapter 11. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite, and said, Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy boastings make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou sayest, My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak, and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom. For he is manifold in understanding. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is high as heaven, what canst thou do? Deeper than Sheol, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he pass through, and shut up, and all unto judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth false men, he seeth iniquity also, even though he consider it not. But vain man is void of understanding. Yea, man is born as a wild ass's colt. If thou set thy heart aright, and stretch out thy hands toward him, if iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away, and let not unrighteousness dwell in thy tents. Surely then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. For thou shalt forget thy misery. Thou shalt remember it as waters that are passed away, and thy life shall be clearer than the noonday. Though there be darkness, it shall be as the morning, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt search about thee, and shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall have no way to flee, and their hope shall be the giving up of the ghost. Chapter 12. Then Job answered and said, No doubt but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one that is a laughingstock to his neighbor. I who called upon God, and he answered. The just, the perfect man, is a laughingstock. In the thought of him that is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for them whose foot slippeth. The tents of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the birds of the heavens, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of Jehovah hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, even as the palate tasteth its food? With aged men is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. With God is wisdom and might, He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Again, he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away stripped, and judges maketh he fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and he bindeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth priests away stripped, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the elders. He poureth contempt upon princes, and looseth the belt of the strong. He uncovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations, and he destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations, and he leadeth them captive. He taketh away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Chapter 13. Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it would be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak unrighteously for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will ye show partiality to him? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one deceiveth a man, shall ye deceive him? He will surely reprove you, if ye do secretly show partiality. Shall not his majesty make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your memorable sayings are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace. Let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore should I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Behold, he will slay me. I have no hope. Nevertheless, I will maintain my ways before him. This also shall be my salvation, that a godless man shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech, and let my declaration be in your ears. Behold now, I have set my cause in order. I know that I am righteous. Who is he that will contend with me? For then would I hold my peace and give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thy face. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou harass a driven leaf? And wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to inherit the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and markest all my paths. Thou settest a bound to the soles of my feet. though I am like a rotten thing that consumeth, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Chapter 14. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months is with thee, and thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Look away from him, that he may rest, till he shall accomplish, as a hireling, his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and put forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth, and is laid low. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the river wasteth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be roused out of their sleep. O, that thou wouldest hide me in Sheol, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my warfare would I wait till my release should come. Thou wouldest call, and I would answer thee. Thou wouldest have a desire to the work of thy hands. But now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou fastenest up mine iniquity. But the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of its place. The waters wear the stones, the overflowings thereof wash away the dust of the earth. So thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance, and sendest him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him hath pain, and his soul within him mourneth. End of chapter 14.